I'd like to share something with you this evening. Looking in Malachi, the third chapter, and the 16th verse, says, "Then they that feared the Lord spake often one to another, and the Lord hearkened and heard it. And a book of remembrance was written before him for them that feared the Lord and that thought upon his name." I've been thinking about that. The Lord hearkened and heard it, and a book of remembrance was written. I would like for us tonight to take a look at the book of remembrance. Because each of us tonight are building that book in our life. By choices that we make, decisions that we make, directions that our life goes, we are building a book of remembrance for those that come behind us. I was thinking of some verses. I'd like to give them out. Let's take a look at them. If someone would get Proverbs 22 and 1.
Proverbs 22 and 1.
If someone would get Revelations 14 and 13. Okay. Proverbs 20 and 11. And Ecclesiastes 12 and 14. Okay. Let's start with the verse in Revelations 14 and 13 first. Who has Revelations 14 and 13?
Revelations 14 and 13.
Okay.
"And I heard a voice from heaven saying unto me, Write, blessed are the dead which die in the Lord from henceforth, yea, saith the Spirit, that they may rest from their labors, and their works do follow them."
Blessed are the dead which die in the Lord, and after they're dead and gone, their works will follow them.
Yes.
Will still be remembered who they were, what they did. But does it just end with that? Is that the only time that it starts? Is after the death of an individual. I would like to look at Proverbs 22 and 1.
"A good name is rather to be chosen than great riches,
and loving favor rather than silver and gold."
What does that verse mean? A good name is rather to be chosen than great riches. If it's Joe or if it's Sam or a good name. No. It's the beginning of this book that I'm starting to write about my life. The choices that I'm making in my life. A good name is more important for the memories that are going to come of other people about my life than money will ever do. A good name is rather to be chosen. And sometimes we can think, well, you know, this is like this other one, "Blessed are the dead which die in the Lord." You think, well, okay, that's probably old people. But this is also important for children.
Yes.
Because I look at this verse in Proverbs 20 and 11. Who has Proverbs 20 and 11?
"Even a child is known by his doings, whether his work be pure and whether it be right."
Yes.
Even a child is known by his doings. Every one of us has seen this happen. Have you ever seen maybe a child that just runs loose enough times till somebody will say, "That little child is a tyrant"? He's building his own book of remembrance. He is, by his actions, a child is known by his doings, whether it be good or whether it be evil. It begins early in life that a book of remembrance is being written. Now, Ecclesiastes 12 and 14. And let's start with 13. Does someone have it? Ecclesiastes 12 and 13.
"Let's hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. For God shall bring every work into judgment with every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be evil."
Okay, so as we look at these verses, we have always realized that at the end of our life, as we step out into eternity, God's going to bring every work into judgment with every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be evil. But you know what? It's not just at the end of my life that this happens. Throughout my life, there are events that happen in my life, choices that I make. And we see in the Bible examples of people that made those choices and gave memories for us as we read about them. There were titles even given to men in the Bible because of choices they had made. And we can just hear that title and we remember who that is. There was a man that got the title called a friend of God. Yes. And you can start reading his book of remembrance and you understand why he was able to have that title. We heard in the Sunday school lesson this morning how he was able to appeal to God about saving Sodom and Gomorrah, sparing that city. And the life that he lived, we also read the event where the Lord tells him, I want you to sacrifice your son on a mountain. And it didn't say, he said, well, I'm going to have to think about this because you told me a while back that I would get to have a son. So this must be a wrong voice. He understood the voice of the Lord. And it said early the next morning, he got up to go do what was needed to be done. A book of remembrance. You know, when as he was doing those, he probably never thought about, hey, you know what? I need to do this just right because one of these days this thing is going to be written in the Bible and I need to do it right. There was another man that just comes to my mind right now, Jonah. Now, if Jonah had only known that there would be a book of remembrance that would be given about his life and we would read it, because remember the verse that says those things that are written aforetime, they were written for our learning.
Yes.
God didn't say, okay, I'll tell you what, I want the Bible to be only positive experiences. I will delete any of them that have a negative experience. No, what he said is, you know what? This is needful. This is just how people acted. And so I'm going to put it in just like that. So we see where Jonah fled. And you know, I can understand that part of him. Can you imagine what he realized was out ahead of him if he went to Nineveh? Those were a fierce people. And here he's to go preach to them, so he fled. But it was more than that. I thought about when the Lord spared him, when he cried out to the Lord, and the Lord had mercy on him. Remember, Jonah is building a book of remembrance. He is building memories from each of those for us as we look back on it. And here's why I think it's important for us to think about this. You and I are building memories.
Yes.
For others coming along behind us. Sometimes we can feel like this will have no impact on anyone else around me, the choices that I make. But look at these, how far-reaching these have been. And what I guess got me most about Jonah was when the Lord had so much mercy on him,
yes,
spared him and turned him loose when he could have died so easily in that fish. And then just a few days later, he gave the message that was to be given, yet 40 days and Nineveh will be destroyed. He was faithful in that. But where he messed up was the mercy that needed to be shown to others around him.
Yes.
It would have been so much better. The story would have been so much better if he would have said, folks, the message is that in 40 days, Nineveh will be destroyed. But I want to tell you something about the God that I serve. He just had mercy on me. In fact, I wondered. It didn't say he had a suitcase. It didn't say he had clean clothes. He just said the fish spat him out and he went and gave his message. It had to be fresh on him. This has just happened to me. How quick he could forget. And those are reminders to me as we look at those stories. Because there are other people in the Bible, sometimes we'll think, well, there'll be a whole book. There was a whole book written for Jonah. But sometimes there are other events of just maybe about two verses is the only picture we get of a life, a book of remembrance. I'd like for us to look at one of those. Look in Acts, the 9th chapter. These things were written for our learning. We never heard about this lady before that I understand. But it had just a little small part about her and what she had done. 9 and 36. There was at Joppa a certain disciple named Tabitha, which by interpretation is called Dorcas. Now here comes her title. This woman was full of good works and alms deeds, which she did. And it wasn't saying that she realized one of these days she's going to be in the Bible, have a couple of verses in the Bible, so she's doing really well. No, this was just who she was. Yes. Her going out and doing her everyday living. And when it came on down to where after she had died and all the people came by showing the things that she had done, just a couple verses there to tell us about this woman and what she had done. And thinking about that, the titles that are given to people, there was another woman in the Bible, like the other end of the scale. And all you have to do is just hear her name and a book of remembrance opens up. And her name was Delilah. All you have to do is just hear that name and you start thinking about this is the kind of woman, this was the example that she left. A deceiver. Samson, I love you so much. Tell me, how'd you get your strength? Now, he wasn't. I mean, we could go on and look at his story. It was pretty sad, too, that he was time after time getting so close to danger. But for her, a deceiver, wanting to know, how have you been made strong? The Bible was a book of remembrance, events that have happened to give us direction in our life. I thought about another one. When I read about Solomon, and when the Lord came to him in a dream, here's the events we start seeing in Solomon's life. Came to him in a dream and was so pleased with how he was living, he said, you just ask whatever you want, and I'll give it to you. And Solomon didn't ask for riches. He said, Lord, I'm leading this people, and I'm but a child. I don't know how to do it. And the Lord said, I'll give you the wisdom. And he gave him the title that there'll be none like you before, or there'll be none like you after this. Quite a title for a person to be able to receive. And yet he humbly was serving God. But the title didn't end there. The story did not end there. And I think about us today. We can start out well. Our story can read so well. But life's not over yet. We're going to need the Lord to lead us and guide us every day. Because when I look at Solomon's story that he has left for us, after having such a strong start, you remember when, I think it was in the 10th chapter of 1 Kings, when the Queen of Sheba came to visit. And she saw him and she saw his manner of ruling the people. And she said, how happy are thou men? How happy are thy servants? But you know what? A title can change in a period of time. Because you remember when Solomon died, and his son Rehoboam became king. And it said those 10 tribes came to him and said, you know what, your father made our yoke grievous. Something happened in that span of time with Solomon that the story that he left for us changed like it did. And even with Rehoboam, what he learned from his father and passed on down, the stories that we have. And it makes me realize, you know what, today I am making decisions. Yeah. I am having choices come into my life that I will be leaving for, not just after death, but even today, that as others look on to my life, they're able to say, you know what, that is just an example of what not to do, or that they be able to take it as an example to follow. Because Solomon, his story changed for us. And I am so thankful that the Lord gives us opportunity to make a change. I wish in reading that 11th chapter of 1 Kings, when the Lord met with him, it was the third visit that the Lord had made. And when the Lord told him, things have changed for you. I'm not happy with you having taken in these wives and now you're serving their idols. But we never see Solomon making a change. Never see him repenting. And a book was written for us to learn from. Yes. And we are writing. I am writing a book of remembrance. Moses, He had a title that he was the meekest man on earth. What a title to be able to have, that God himself would say, my servant here, he's the meekest man. And then I remember the story as they come to the land of Canaan, and there's 12 people are going, spies are going to go out and search the land. We're looking at the titles that people carry, and sometimes we give ourselves the title. I thought about those 10 that went. You remember the 10 that came, the 12 that went, and the 10 that came back, and they said, it is a good land, but there's no way that we can take it because we are in our sight as grasshoppers. I think about how our faith needs to be in something bigger than who we are. Amen. Even the request that we have, Brother Wright looking for a job, different things that we have, we can look on them and see this thing looks so much bigger than I am, and it can be discouraging. Those 10 came back with an assessment, and they said, we are in our eyes as grasshoppers. They went on to say, and we are also in their eyes as grasshoppers. Now, you know, they hadn't gone to any of the giants and said, hey, how do we look to you? It was just, here was their thoughts about it. And it influenced the direction that they went. But there was one man, Caleb, said he had another spirit in him. And he left us also a book of remembrance, things to remember. Because he saw the same things that those other 10 saw. And he said, I tell you what, we're well able. If the Lord will go with us, we'll be able to go into the Canaan land. Doesn't matter how big the giants are. And you know what? We can see that in our life today. It doesn't matter how big the things are around us if we can get our faith and confidence in God. Caleb, it said, had another spirit in him. But I would like to look at a story for just a little bit this evening. We hardly ever read about him. It was a descendant of Caleb's, and he had a story to leave with us. In 1 Samuel, in the 25th chapter, and he had a title that was given to him. It says, the name of the man was Nabal. The name of his wife was Abigail. She was a woman of good understanding, beautiful countenance. But here's his title. The man was churlish and evil in his doings. He was of the house of Caleb. Churlish, not polite, a man that is difficult to deal with. Now, I was looking at this. He's leaving a book of remembrance that we're able to look on now and see and learn from it. This was a man that could not be dealt with. And you remember when David sent his men and asked, do you have anything that you could give us? We're needing some help now. You remember even the reply that he gave? I'll tell you what, there's been a lot of servants running away from their masters the last few days. Who's David anyhow? And you remember in that story where David was worked up? He says, I'll tell you what, we're going to kill them all, and headed in that direction. But there was another story that steps in, Abigail. Yes. And I was thinking of the little part of a verse, blessed are the peacemakers. There are times when a soft answer turneth away wrath, but grievous words will stir up anger. There was about to be some people put to death that day, but she came along and she even had an assessment, and even the servant. You remember when the servant came to her, it was in 25 and 17. The servant comes to Abigail letting her know, hey, here's what's fitting to happen. We're about to be killed. David's coming. It says, consider what thou wilt do, for evil is determined against our master and against all his household. For he is such a son of Belial. This is his servant talking about his master. How bad he was. Son of Belial, it says the spirit of evil personified, like the devil himself. This is the title that is given to Nabal. And even when she comes, when Abigail comes, the title that she's given him in the 25th verse, Let not my Lord, I pray thee, regard this son of Belial, even Nabal. For as his name is, so is he. Nabal is his name, and folly is with him. Now you think about this. A good name is rather to be chosen than great riches. He had the great riches, but he did not have the good name to go with it. And so he left behind a book of remembrance. And you remember that story follows on out. He and his servants, he's having a big party. They're all drinking, and he is so drunk. In fact, when Abigail came to try to appease David so they wouldn't kill him, she had to leave and not tell Nabal what she's going to do. So she waits, and after the party is all over and the next morning he's no longer drunk, she tells Nabal, here's what I've done to save your life. I went out and I did this. You remember what happened to Nabal? Said his heart turned to stone. Had, as best I can understand, he had a heart attack. And said a few days later he died. A story that is left. A life that was lived. Choices that were made. A book of remembrance that was left behind. There was another man that got a title. Said he was a man after God's own heart. Remember who that was? David. And I often wondered, how did he get that title? And when in his life did he get that title? And if you'll read where that started, that was when Samuel was talking to Saul and telling him, Saul, and here's another person. Saul had a book of remembrance written. Started out when you were little in your own sight, God made you king. And in such a short time, you remember the story where Saul, the story stays good, and then it starts turning. You remember maybe it was the first battle that Saul was called into. There had been a city taken. And they're surrounded. They're needing help. And they're asking the enemy, what can we do? We're not able to fight this battle. And they said, well, how we'll fix this is everybody line up, walk outside the gate, and we will poke out one eye of every person. You remember that story? And it says, tell you what, if you'll give us 7 days to call out for help, and if we don't have help in 7 days, we'll do that. This is King Saul now. And it said when Saul heard about that, he's the king of that city. And he got in the reinforcements and they came, and Saul delivered those people from the enemy. But then the story of our life can do well for many years. But choices that we make can make the change. And to look at Saul after a little while when he is told to go down and destroy all the Amalekites, and he almost does exactly what he said. But his attitude was wrong also as he came back, because a couple times there when Samuel is talking to him, what have you done? I have done the will of the Lord, knowing that he didn't quite do it right. A book of remembrance was being written. For us to remember, this is how not to do it. We see many places through the scripture where it has been left for us to profit by the things that we have read. When I see all this, it makes me think about for myself. Those people going through their life was writing a book of remembrance for people to be able to see coming down through life. And for me today, mine is being written. Choices that I make. Times that the Lord deals with me about, you need to make a change here.
Yes.
And I would justify myself, and I can read about Saul and say, that was terrible what he did. But it looks different when I do it. I need to remember I'm writing a book. There will be those that come behind me. And they sang, I was thinking of a song, may those who come behind us.
Yes.
Find us faithful. When they sift through all those things that we have left behind,
yes.
It says, may the memories that they uncover, as they start sitting around talking about us, what will they have as a memory? Look at some of these. If Nabal had children, what was the memories that they could have of dad? Wasn't very pleasant. Solomon. the wisest man that ever lived. What memories he left for his children. Terrible memories.
Yes.
And yet, here we are today, and I've got a book that I'm writing. I'm adding to it daily with choices that I'm making. There's something else that I want to remember. There's a warning as I'm writing this book. Because what I want to do is, with my life, I want you to think well of me. I want you to see all the positive things in my life. There was another couple that left behind a book of remembrance for us. Ananias and Sapphira have left behind a story for us. They made choices about how they were going to write their book and what was important in writing it. And to them, the important thing, and here's a danger for us today as we are writing our book. If we're not careful, we can start feeling like, you know what? The most important thing is that you think well of me. That's not the most important thing. Where does hypocrisy begin? Hypocrisy is when I want you to believe that I'm going 100%.
Yes.
But I'm not willing to really give it all. I thought about Ananias and Sapphira. It would be interesting to read their life story. How long had they been around the saints? How many times had they come to meeting? And how was it, as they see everybody else selling their property and handing everything over, how was it that the thought came to them, I'm going to just give a portion? And they could have just given a portion, but they did not want it to look like that, because others were given 100%. So they wanted to be able to look like, I'm doing the 100%. To the point when he asked, did you sell your property for this? They had both agreed together, this is what we will say. Hypocrisy, my book of remembrance. It's much more important that I will say, I'm standing before God. Those two verses that we had, he's going to bring every work into judgment, whether it be good or whether it be evil. But you know what? It won't wait till the judgment. There are going to be people that will be able to watch it in my life today. May those who come behind us find us faithful. That the decisions that I make in my life will not be based off of what it will make you think of me. Because I tell you what, if I will make the Lord pleased with my life, that's going to be the most important thing.
Amen.
So these stories that I have seen that have stood out to me, you would be able to find many more. And not just those in the Bible. There are people in our lifetime who have written books of remembrance by how they trusted the Lord when adversity came into their life, and they could hand that over to the Lord. It was an encouragement to me. May each of us be faithful to the Lord. Amen. And remembering when the tests come, when the temptations come, the trials come our way, we're writing a book. It will be noticed by those around us, and ask the Lord to lead us and guide us. I was thinking of our song, I think it's number 288, because it's not even good enough for me to purpose in my heart. I tell you what, I am going to do it all just right. I need the Lord to lead my life.
Amen.
And that song says, out on this dark world, Savior am I.
Yes.
Be thou my helper, O hear my cry.
Yes.
Thou art my portion, all is in thee. O let thy mighty hand ever lead me. That's my desire, prayers.